The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
At the gym, I must stand out like a sore thumb. Actually, it's not because of what's on my hand, but what's not on my wrist. Yes, I'm the last guy at the gym who doesn't have a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or any fitness tracker of any kind. I don't have anything against them. I'm just too cheap to buy one. And I don't generally enjoy having my movements and habits tracked by a machine. Pro Fitbitters are right to argue that this is precisely why I do need one, to push me into a healthier lifestyle, to remind me to stand up regularly during a long day pounding the keyboard, or to work out more effectively by monitoring my heartbeat for optimum training. Well, Aaron Carroll has his own Fitbit beefs, which he outlines in a New York Times article entitled, "Wearable Fitness Devices Don't Seem to Make You Fitter." It's kind of a spin-off from another contentious piece he wrote, where he showed conclusive evidence that diet, not fitness, is the way to lose weight. He claims the same evidence disqualifies wearable fitness devices as aiding in weight loss. A two-year group trial at the University of Pittsburgh involving 470 subjects found that those with wearable devices lost an average of 7.7 pounds, while the bare-wristed folks lost 13 pounds on average. Still, weight loss needn't be the main purpose for these gadgets. Aaron Carroll found that his Fitbit encouraged him to get his 30 minutes of daily exercise. But ironically, once that exercise regime becomes a part of his daily routine, guess what? He didn't need the device anymore. Could it be that, like everything else in this disposable world, the real issue with the Fitbit is its built-in obsolescence? I predict a run on used Fitbits on eBay. Welcome, I'm Cal Cote, to France for some excellent experimentalism by Aquaserge, a kind of supergroup made up of members of Stereolab, Tame Impala, and others. The new album is Laissez-Être, or Leave It Be. Here's our debut of C'est Pas Tout Mais, or It's Not All, But, not by a long shot. This is World Beat Canada.
Attends, laisse-moi. Bon. Bon. Bon ben. Mais bonjour. Déjà c'est mieux. ça c'est... Eh non. Hein?
C'est pas tout mais.
J'avais dit... Non mais...
For you, some solo protest music from Annie Cordero. She is also with the Brooklyn-based Mexican-American band Pistolera. And her new album is called Quiero Mundo, and we heard Corrupción. And before that, Aquaserge and Say Pas Tu Me. This is some fun stuff from Canada's high north. The Jerry Cans are a Nunavut-based group, and they have also started Nunavut's very first record label. Their unique blend of Inuktitut and roots rock and throat singing has to be heard to be believed. So why don't we do that? Their current album is called Inusik, and we're going to hear the opener, Ukiuk, or Northern Lights. Jerry Cans, new music to your ears and mine, from World Beat Canada.
Beat in your own backyard.
Beat check. check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
Pack up the skidoo and check out some of these live events. March 24th, Los Duendes and Coco Jafro are back at the Fairview Pub by popular demand. Afrobeat, funk, soul, Latin, salsa, cumbia, psychedelic fusion, original material, and covers to get the dance party started and keep it going all night. That's at the venerable Fairview Pub on West Broadway. The CAP Global Roots Series is pleased to present German Lopez, a visionary musician who has awakened a world stage to the beauty of Canarian temple music. Sunday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. at Presentation House Theater in North Van. Imagine the love child of an ukulele and a guitar, and you have the small but resonant five-string timpal, an iconic folk instrument from the Canary Islands off Spain's southern coast. Lopez has been lauded for honing the instrument's precise and singing voice. April 6th through 8th, the third annual Vancouver World Music Festival presented by World Rhythms for Youth Society and Cubbyhole Artists. Performance venues, Gilt & Co., Rickshaw Theater, Vancouver Academy of Music. Workshops and performances, including Sarah McLachlan School of Music. Three-night celebrations of world beats and melodies featuring some world-class artists from Mexico, Colombia, Iran, Brazil, Nicaragua, Cuba, Spain, London, and Africa, as well as amazing artists from BC, including the BC World Music Collective, Hassau, and Breaking Boundaries, Locarno, Farnes Ohadi, and the Master Ensemble, Toque Flamenco, and Tanga. All the details are yours at worldmusicfest.ca. The Beat in Your Own Backyard is right around the corner. Five Alarm Funk has just completed their funkiest album to date. It's called Sweat, and we have 10,000 Scarabs to get to next on World Beat Canada. We hit the airways at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. My name is Cal Cote. Thank you.
let you know who's making the great sounds you're listening to. The best music is on a roll at Worldbeat Canada Radio.
Breaking news. This just in. High funk levels have been detected in your area. The Department of Early Groove Detection has declared we are at a booty shake level 5. That's right, a badonkadonk 5. Do not resist the urge to get up and move that big thing.
Keep it locked right here. It is World Beat Canada and time for your Touch of the Familiar, an authentic Arabic tribute to Joe Strummer of The Clash. It's Rashid Taha from Algeria and Rock El Kasbah.
We'll be right back. get il boogeyman. Una draga per crow. Wesh wesh head il foda. Petrus alai seal. Shiri sog il kadiak. Rabat for centre ville. Kent ben a wulla hnish. Stenavi ras il mel.
Shiri for life.
بالبندير يضرب من العود وتخرجوا من العود وتخرجوا خرجوا من العود
شريك وغاكي رب الكاسبا رب الكاسبا شريك وغاكي رب الكاسبا رب الكاسبا جماعة عم تبدل الريح مين جاي بدلوا الميزان والناس سمعوا الصوت صوت القصبة
That is Rashid Taha, and I love that version of Rock El Casbah. East meets West in conversation and music next, when we're joined by Chris McCool from Sultans of String to talk about their Juno Award-nominated album Subcontinental Drift, their Vancouver tour dates, and we'll get Chris's opinion on the awards themselves. That's all straight ahead on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat. April 2nd, it's the Juno Awards at the Canadian Tire Centre in Ottawa. Could it be any more Canadian than that? Just 2 days earlier, genre-bending Sultans of String are on a West Coast swing at the Centennial Theatre in North Van. They're up for World Music Album of the Year for the exceptional Subcontinental Drift. Sultan spokesman Chris McCool is back on the show for an update. Congratulations on the nomination, Chris.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very fun for us.
The Juno is kind of old hat for you guys now, isn't it?
Well, this is our third Juno Award nomination, the first in the World Music category. Usually we are in the instrumental category, but on this project we have Anwar Khurshi, the totally amazing sitar player, also sings a lot on this record. So yeah, it's a new category for us.
So when you play the Centennial, you'll have sitarist and singer Anwar Khurshi along as guests. That's going to be a real treat for us, isn't it?
It's a treat for everyone, including us in the band, because Anwar is quite the human being and quite the musician. There's all kinds of interesting intersections between our music, our sort of Canadian world music, and the music that he brings, informed by Indian classical music and the Punjabi folk songs and Pakistani folk songs that he brings from his original homeland.
Yeah.
You actually have a couple of dates nearby. On the 30th, you're at the Pacific Contact Showcase in Burnaby, North Vancouver on the 31st. You'll be in Ottawa for the Junos, and then a string of dates in BC's interior. Do you collect frequent flyer points?
No kidding, eh? You know, you don't want to be so sure of yourself that you don't ever book a tour while the Junos are going to be in session. So we did book this tour, and yes, we're playing North Vancouver on Friday, and then we're flying on the Saturday morning to Ottawa.
Yeah.
Because it's actually, many people don't know this, but the Junos for all the crap categories like jazz and folk and world music and anything that I would listen to, those are all given out as a special dinner on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's what we're attending. And then on Sunday, we jump back into a plane and head to our gig in Oliver, BC.
Right. And Nelson and a couple of other places up there too, right?
Yes, it's a great tour for us, because not only do we get to play with Anwar for the whole tour, but also a really wonderful cellist and human being, Jeff Farragher, is going to be joining us as well. He's the music conductor with Symphony of the Kootenays, but he's also a great crossover cellist. And so it's kind of like the double stereo special guest extravaganza tour.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about the making of Subcontinental Drift. Was there travel involved there too?
Well, that one was pretty easy on the travel. It was actually Kevin, the guitar player, and I, the violin player, and Anwar on sitar. We were just locking ourselves away in my garage for days on end, and mostly just making music up off the top of our heads, finding the meeting place between the Lumba, flamenca, and Arabic sounds, and the classical Indian and Pakistani music that Anwar was bringing to the table. And we would just record everything and listen to it and see, you know, kind of mine it for ideas. Now, I think the biggest challenge was taking those songs. We'd make up a song and play it for like 80 or 90 minutes and then figure out how to condense it into a 4-minute pop song format.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Chris McCool from Sultans of String. Keep tabs on their hectic touring and find out if they're swinging by your town. Who knows? They already have bookings into March of next year. That's sultansofstring.com. Hey, Chris, how do you feel about this business that you mentioned briefly, the fact that you're there on the Saturday night with some of the, you know, more obscure musical genres? And then the Junos, the flash and the glitz and the pop and everything else happens the next day. I mean, can't people handle this kind of music? Like, you know, between Drake and Justin Bieber, couldn't you guys put in a quick song? I don't get that.
No kidding, right? And it's not like any of those categories are really obscure. Thinking about, you know, the size of the Edmonton, Vancouver, Winnipeg Folk Festivals.
Exactly.
And more CDs are sold now at festivals than ever will be sold in stores again in the history of time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, there are two completely different animals. There's music, and then there's the music industry. And never the twain shall meet.
No, it's true.
So, you know, the awards broadcast, which, by the way, I love attending. I do love the clips and the glamour. And I do love seeing the performances.
Mm-hmm.
But really, those are pop. What we're trying to do is make the greatest art we can, regardless of how many people in mainstream radio or TV want to hear it, because it comes from the heart and the soul, and it means everything to us.
Good on you. Speaking of heart, you guys like to put your own spin on some classics. The other week on our Touch of the Familiar, we featured your take on Neil's Heart of Gold. On Subcontinental Drift, you put your spin on Dylan's Blowing in the Wind. Why that song?
Well, there were a couple of tunes that we found, we kind of accidentally discovered that we knew in common between Kevin and I and Anwar when we were getting together. And one of them was Blowing in the Wind, and that really amazed me because, well, Anwar's story is very compelling. He came to Canada as a place to find freedom to play the music he wanted, to be the person he wanted to be, freedom to speak his mind and to have free ideas. And really, it was an amazing voyage for him coming here. And he wasn't even permitted to play the sitar out in public where he was living in Pakistan. And when I discovered that Blowing in the Wind was a song that he had learned in Pakistan, I thought, well, that's really the beauty of a brilliant song, right? Mm-hmm. That song is 50 years old. It still seems as relevant today as when it was written. And it's obviously a song that's been able to crash through any barriers of culture, religion, language, music. That just amazed me. So I thought, well, we definitely have to put our own spin on it and do our own thing, make it a little bit different, make it ours. But to be able to share that song with people. And it has meaning for several people in the band, and not just Anwar, but Razan de Chinde Leon, our percussionist that we're going to be traveling with. He's from Cuba, and he also came to Canada for exactly the same reason.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for this, and I hope you bring home the plexiglass thingy.
I think it's made of glass. So thank you very much.
Okay.
I really appreciate your support.
The album's Subcontinental Drift, so let's hear the title. Can you set this one up for us on the way out, Chris?
Sure. This is a song that had its genesis in something that Kevin was composing on guitar, and he actually composed it specifically in 7 so that Chendi and Ravi Nampali, the tabla player that you'll hear on the track, would have something fun to groove along to in 7-4 instead of the regular 4-4 or 3-4.
Thank you.
Continental Drift, the title track from Sultans of String. And wishing best of luck to Chris McCool and his bandmates. I want a last name like McCool. More new music from Libertarian featuring Julieta Venegas. That is In the Mix in a moment on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat.
Hi, this is Libertarian, and I say no borders, no a los muros, no boundaries. Esto es una free range radio del World Beat Canada.
Dime cómo sucedió. Sal y ven, tráeme de nuevo al amor. Que quiero estar contigo, estar cercano y sentirme vivo. Sal y ven, y es que no hay nada mejor. La calle pone de manera infernal todo este tedio que me pone a temblar. Nunca he querido desafiar al dolor, vivo escondido sin poderme mostrar. Encuentro solo las cadenas del tiempo que me ponen a lanzar mis lamentos. Salgo en las noches a mirar esas ruinas que me alientan a quererte encontrar.
Es que no hay nada mejor.
Magnifico and Ivo Me Narode. He is Slovenia's top-selling artist with some dub-flavored Balkan. I wonder how many units you have to sell to be the top-selling artist in Slovenia. I have to check into that. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Kalkopirate Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist, both available to you as a free subscription at the iTunes Store. I see a couple of reviews up there already. Thanks if you've done so. It helps move us up the list. And start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, a compendium of all things contemporary global music. Tapping into Afrobeat in São Paulo, it is Bajiga 70 from their third album, entitled appropriately 3. And we're going to hear 100% 13. Not sure what that means. Our last word goes to the late John F. Kennedy. And wasn't it nice to have a president who could string together more than two words in a meaningful way? He said, "For time and the world do not stand still. Change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past or the present are certain to miss the future." We'll be right back. Copyright Communications.